Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? We seem to have lost your sting. I apologize.
That's okay. We'll talk without it then. Okay, we'll have a chat. I don't think that that'll make a difference to all the stuff that we're going to have to talk about today. How are you guys doing?
We're very excited. We're very good. So much going on in Israel, Anthony. What's kind of first on the agenda?
Well, we've still got an overhang from the election, and apparently the election is not over yet. Because this morning we were under the impression that Naftali Bennett's New Right faction, the New Right Party, which he had set up just before the election, might have got enough of the soldiers' votes in order to gain a position in the Knesset. Then it turns out that the Central Election Committee had something of a glitch in the Excel spreadsheet, and that incorrectly calculated the number of the percentages that each of the parties actually gained in the election, and had shown incorrectly that the New Right Party had gained seats in the Knesset. As things stand at the moment, they are back where they were late last night and perhaps through the hours of this morning, where they are currently outside of the Knesset. And in fact, when counting up those last few votes which came from soldiers and prisoners and foreign diplomats and others who have the opportunity to have a type of postal vote, a special ballot, it seems as if though Likud might actually have gained a seat, going up from 35 to 36 at the expense of the Kulanu party, which has gone from 5 to 4, but also the United Torah Judaism party seems also potentially to have gone down. Sorry, the Kulanu party gained from 4 to 5. I apologize, it's the other way around. While the United Torah Judaism party seems to have lost a seat, gone from 8 to 7. And the United Right Party also lost a seat. So there's been a little bit of shuffling around. But that's still not the end of the story, because the New Right Party have actually demanded a recount of those special ballots. So until such time as that recount has actually taken place, they are only something like 1,000 votes short of actually gaining 4 seats in the Knesset. So that's going to be the minimum level which will allow them into the Knesset. And if they do achieve that minimum level, then they will automatically get 4 seats, and that will show a whole reshuffle of the way that the seats have been allocated. Yeah, so we still don't quite know the final lie of the land until that recount
is
held.
What happened there? I mean, if you are an Israel watcher and you read the Israeli press, well, Bennett and Shaked are pretty much on the front pages every second or third day. What happened?
Well, I think they just made an incorrect call, whereas they had a lot of support from the party that they were members of before, the Habayit HaYehudi party. And that party was supported a great deal by modern Zionist religious Jews. That was a party that they felt quite at home with. Then Bennett and Shaked made the call that they're going to split away from the party, distance themselves from the rabbis in particular, who were very involved in that party, and repositioning themselves as being representatives of a right-wing faction that does not necessarily have a modern Zionist religious base. And as a result of that, they seem to have left behind a lot of the natural support that they got from the religious voters. And they stayed effectively with the old party, which has now become the New Right Party. And the New Right Party, as I said before, has managed to get itself a relatively good position in the Knesset with 6 or 7 seats, depending on what happens in the recount. But they've certainly got themselves a position within the Knesset, whereas Bennett and Shaked have not. And so I think it's just been a bad call on their part, and they seem to have left a lot of the voter base behind that was supporting them, which really comes from the modern Zionist religious groups who've stayed with the New Right. With the faction that was once upon a time Habayit HaYehudi, the Jewish home, and they have not gone with Bennett and Shaked. They've stayed with the United right, and they've not gone with the new right. So I think that that's just been a call where they thought those people would follow them, and in fact they haven't.
And the other fascinating collapse for me was Gabay and Labour. I mean, he was the party that ruled Israel for 30 years that has basically disintegrated. I mean, was this, did this have a lot to do with the way Gabay treated Livni? Did he never come back from that? What is your explanation as to the collapse of Labour?
Well, that is a fascinating story to have a look at, because the Labour Party only managed to achieve 6 seats in the current Knesset, and you know, I don't know that it was really all about how Gabay treated Livni. I mean, in the previous Knesset, they were obviously running as a joint list, and as a joint list, as the Zionist Union, they actually had 24 seats. Now, part of that was down to Labour. Part of that was down, of course, to Tzipi Livni's party and what she brought along with it. But nonetheless, 24 seats was the second largest party in Parliament, and they had a fairly substantial position. Since then, Labour seems to have gradually disintegrated over the life of the Knesset. First of all, Isaac Herzog, the leader of that Zionist Union, left the position. He didn't show much success in the position as the leader of that particular faction in the Knesset. He went on to a job at the Jewish Agency. As a result of that there was this new leadership struggle. Avi Gabay took over. He wasn't even a member of the Knesset, and yet he was the new leader of the party. And I think he never really established himself with the electorate when going through the campaign. He never really endeared himself. And of course, you know, what happened with Tzipi Livni, I don't think necessarily helped his cause, but I'm not sure that it really did a huge amount of damage. I think the damage had been done already before that moment.
Very, very interesting. Quickly, Ant, when are we going to know the final results? And also, are you going to be watching the lunar landing?
The lunar land. Well, first of all, the final results, I hope we'll know in the early part of next week exactly once the recount has happened. So we will hopefully then know what the situation there. Of course, we will be watching the lunar landing. This is hugely exciting for all of us. 9:30 tonight, South African time, approximately 10:30 tonight, Israeli time. Bereshit is due to land in the Sea of Serenity. After having spent a few weeks traveling to the moon, already breaking a number of records along the way. If the landing is successful and Bereshit manages to land in the Sea of Serenity this evening, as is predicted, then Israel will become only the 4th country in the world to successfully land a craft on the moon after the United States, former USSR at the time, and China. Those are the 3 countries so far that have achieved this. So this is very, very exciting, not only for Israel as a nation, but all Israelis. We will be watching that eagerly. And I believe that there is a way of watching it, even if you're not in Israel. And I would very much encourage people to participate, to join in the excitement that we will certainly feel this evening as Bereshit will touch down. And it's not only about Israeli technology, and it's not only about Israeli achievement. I think there is a lot of Jewish aspect to this as well, because the builders of that spacecraft have made sure that a lot of Jewish culture was on board. The extracts from the Torah, there are all kinds of Jewish artifacts, which of course represent not only Israel, but it represent Jewish people around the world. The Israeli flag this evening will hopefully be on the moon, and that will be hugely exciting.
Yeah, absolutely, Anthony. And you can actually watch it live. If you go and check out, just Google Bereshit or Space IL, you can actually check it out.
What time is the expected landing?
Like, I need to actually check. I don't want to give people
9:30 South African time is my understanding.
Yeah.
So, which is 10:30 in Israel.
So 9:30, you can go and you can check it out. I mean,
awesome.
How cool. One small step for Israel and a giant leap for Jewish kind. Really. Thank you so much, Ant. Have a good Shabbos. Enjoy the moon, and we'll chat to you again on Monday.
Okay, you take care. Have a great weekend. A Shabbat Shalom. Thanks for talking.
Anthony Reich there, coming to us all the way from Israel with the Israel Report. And now time for your news headlines with Sasha Stott.